Hello, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to athletic performance, body composition, anti-aging, fitness, and nutrition. On side one, Corey will provide a clinical review of articles published in various health and fitness journals, as well as his own personal commentary. He will then be joined by Tracy Hawley to discuss health and fitness issues which pertain to female athletes, mothers, and children. Side 2 includes an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience as a clinician, author, healthcare provider, athlete, or professional in the healthcare and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, May 2002. In this edition, I'd like to discuss the true meaning of an athlete and look at some of the most important variables that influence human performance. What exactly is meant by the term athlete? According to Dan Millman, the author of Way of the Peaceful Warrior, The Life You Were Born to Live, and The Inner Athlete, which is one of my favorites, the athlete exists deep within each and every one of us. It's actually embedded in our DNA. It is potential energy awaiting the opportunity to fully and truly express itself. My goal is to assist you in discovering this inner athlete, to help you set it in motion, and to teach you how to nurture and train it correctly so that you can reach your full potential or help others achieve theirs, or, and even better, do both. Although physical activity and exercise has become an option in today's world, it's really a very necessary and essential component of health. Our genes evolved over many thousands of years when humans, out of necessity, were more physically active than most of us are today. This decline in physical activity is associated with an increase in metabolic dysfunction, such as chronic fatigue and insulin resistance, as well as many health problems arising from physical frailty. Now, I thought this was an interesting piece that I came across in the Journal of Sports Nutrition, one of the journals that I subscribe to. And it's from the Department of Internal Medicine at the Washington University School of Medicine, Division of Geriatrics and Gerontology. And this is what they've got to say. What has been overlooked now is that being sedentary is a highly abnormal biological state. Throughout evolution, habitual exercise was necessary both to obtain food and to avoid being used as food. As a consequence, we are not genetically adapted for a sedentary life, and the changes that occur with aging in sedentary individuals are partly due to aging per se and partly due to the consequences of exercise deficiency. Therefore, to determine the effects of normal aging, it is necessary to study humans or experimental animals that are habitually physically active. In other words, and this is my interpretation, any study that is not performed on well-conditioned, well-nourished athletes in prime shape is skewed. And almost all of the studies that we reflect upon and consider with the possibility of certain outcomes are not based on these prime individuals. In fact, they're based on deconditioned, overweight, slow-moving, mentally apathetic human beings. So this is the premise of Sports Nutrition Update, that you've got to get into shape. You've got to become more than you're possibly demonstrating. And if you are there, then you've got to do everything that you can to stay there. Now, for those of you who are already committed and dedicated to the active lifestyle, I want to greatly expand your awareness of the power and essence of optimum nutrition. For those of you who haven't yet embraced this concept, I want to change your perception of its importance and move your energy, stamina, resistance to disease, and quality of physique to a higher level. I want you to examine your present situation, your commitment to exercise, the quality of food you eat, and the lifestyle you presently lead. Optimum sports nutrition is about maximizing your performance as an athlete and optimizing your mental and physical functioning in everyday life. It's about natural whole foods, customized dietary protocols, and nutritional supplements. To develop expertise in the exciting and high-energy field of sport nutrition means dedication to the study, research, and analysis of how exercise and sport alters and affects human biochemistry. Proper nutrition forms the foundation for every cell, and good performance is dependent on the integrity of our entire cellular matrix. Recognizing this principle is extremely important. The human body is capable of amazing feats of strength, stamina, and flexibility. But at the same time, it is always susceptible to mental and physical fatigue, burnout, and injury. Getting back to the basics, training with motivation and intensity, and maintaining a positive, balanced state of mind is essential to overall health and well-being. The quality and quantity of the food and dietary supplements we consume is absolutely vital to optimizing our body chemistry and sustaining our function and structure. The fine-tuned clarity of body and mind we all desire can only be achieved when these principles are applied. I want to provide you with the knowledge and motivation to release your inner athlete in whatever capacity and bring it to its full potential through the approach I apply myself and teach to others. The Oxford Dictionary describes an athlete as a skilled performer in physical exercise or a healthy person with natural athletic ability. Therefore, if you weight train or engage in any form of exercise on a regular basis, you are an athlete. The word athlete usually conjures up the idea of an elite group of people devoting their lives to sports, attending competitions, belonging to sports leagues or professional sport teams. I want to change this perception because in order to achieve the greatness that lies within you, you have to see yourself as you really are, as you truly are. Each one of us is an athlete engaged in the sport of living. But the question remains, are you winning? Are you winning at the game of life? Or is life defeating you? Are you surrounded by an environment that's destroying you, or do you have control of the environment in which you live, and are you taking charge? Are you grabbing the bull by the horns and taking the steering wheel in your life as the master at the helm of the ship and steering that ship, that mighty vessel called your body, into the sea with direction, poise, and grace? You see, we're all athletes engaged in the sport of living. You don't have to reach a certain level of perfection to call yourself an athlete. And besides, perfection doesn't even exist. Strive for progress, not perfection. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. So to succeed as an athlete, all you have to do is set your mind on health, work towards improving your performance, and take a certain degree of action towards that goal day by day. Nobody built anything overnight that was still standing 1,000 years later. So if you don't consider yourself an athlete, but work out routinely and enjoy recreational activity, then my question to you is, what are you? If you're not an athlete, in what way does your commitment to health and fitness differ from that of a so-called real athlete? I want to empower you and even change the perception you have of yourself. To discover your inner athlete will make you feel more complete, because believe it or not, moving your body in motion is what makes you alive and human and athletic. So just how valid is sports nutrition? What about the many world-class athletes, including even the Olympians, who achieve outstanding performance in spite of consuming low-quality foods and some of the worst diets that I've ever seen? If natural food and optimum nutrition is so important to health and fitness, then how can these high-caliber athletes perform so brilliantly with little regard to the quality of their diet or nutritional supplements? This is my response. They do it in spite of eating junk food, but not for very long, and they pay a big, big price. Anyone can run on empty for a while, especially young people. But eventually, even the strongest adrenals will collapse and give way to exhaustion. Although nutrition and whole food is an essential component of health and wellness, an athlete's performance, when analyzed objectively, is determined by several variables. So nutrition is very important, but there are other variables that relate to performance, and now I'd like to discuss them. How about drugs? As we all know, performance-enhancing drugs, which include a wide variety of sophisticated doping agents, are common to the world of sport. Many drug testing programs, unfortunately, however, are outdated and don't include tests for substances in common use today, such as injectable growth hormone, insulin growth factor, or even insulin itself. Can you imagine that? Well, athletes taking insulin? Many professional sport organizations don't even test for steroids, and even if they do, exogenous testosterone is easy for most athletes to mask or cycle. So drug testing does not validate all the time whether or not athletes are on drugs. Two, genetic endowment. Certainly genetics plays a very important role in performance. Among the many natural attributes people are born with, this may include ideal percentages and numbers of type 1 and type 2 muscle fibers, extra tendon length, or superior muscle insertion and origin sites. How about above average height, heavier bone structure, greater lung capacity for improved oxygen uptake? So certainly genetics plays a role, but it's not the only variable. There are still several others. Another one I can think of is youth. The majority of the world's greatest athletes are between the ages of 18 and 28. Children and younger adults can withstand more internal biochemical abuse simply because they haven't lived long enough to have suffered the same degree of oxidative damage as mature adults. In addition, they have a very high organ reserve of micronutrients, a much deeper enzyme bank to draw from. They are less insulin resistant. They have greater artery elasticity, denser bones, higher levels of endogenous hormones, and their metabolism is highly anabolic. But when youth fades, like the flowers in the field, the picture quickly changes. A burning desire to succeed. How important is that to success as an athlete? A personal commitment to win, regardless of the cost, is immeasurably potent and powerful. Desire is the starting point for all achievement. True desire is never satisfied with anything less than fulfillment. It always longs for more and craves nothing but the very best. Another variable that we don't often think about is tolerance to pain. This applies to enduring grueling, harsh workouts, constantly striving for improvement, training through injuries, which is kind of an insanity in itself, and pushing oneself beyond unbelievable pain thresholds. Most people have no idea, unless they've actually done this, to run a marathon, to compete in a triathlon, to perform at the highest possible level, pushing through the pain when every cell in your body is screaming out and telling you to stop. That's when the mind takes over. And that's when the men are separated from the boys. That's when the women are separated from the girls. And that's what makes the difference between the champions and those that finish second, third, and last. Professional coaching is another very important variable. This makes a really big difference, as a good coach provides constructive analysis and technical support, sets high standards of training, motivates the athlete, has the insight to use the psychological edge, and can serve as a respected mentor. There are many times when I've had a sit-down talk with a coach who's my friend, and we've talked about why and wherefore, and exchanged ideas and thoughts about how I could have improved, about how I did a job that was well done, and picked me up when I was low, and kept my pride in check. So a good coach is important as a training variable and certainly is an advantage to the competitive athlete. Another variable is advanced training equipment. Technology is providing athletes with the training edge, there's no doubt. Every few months, a new piece or line of equipment is born, developed specifically to maximize strength and power. One of the best lines I've seen is Michael Colgan's power equipment. His back machine is phenomenal, and this device is something that I really want everyone to become aware of. And it's illustrated in his new book, The New Power Program, which is also in my home study education program distributed by the CHFA, Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor. Another variable is sophisticated sports training protocols. Outdated methods are continuously replaced with a better approach because someone asked the question why, or because science finds a better way. Pilates, Swiss ball, core training, and plyometrics are just a few of the examples of this new technology and this new sophistication that relates to training for sport and preparing for competition. Skill training in itself is another variable. Repetition is the mother of skill, and practice makes permanent. Once you know how to train, you must overcome the mental monotony of doing the same thing over and over again until it becomes automatic and part of you. This principle applies to diet as well. And for most people, the diet part is by far the most difficult. Resistance training. Weight training is now recognized as a cornerstone for all athletic achievement. If two athletes of equal skill, experience, and determination go at each other in combat, the stronger athlete will seldom lose. Because of progressive resistance training methods, athletes, especially female athletes, are definitely bigger, stronger, and faster than they have ever been in the history of sport. And the records speak for themselves. Sport psychology is a very important variable. Combining mental skill with physical ability improves performance. Athletes can set goals, visualize success, apply PMA, positive mental attitude, meditate, work on raising self-esteem, develop a strong mental image, a self-image that is unstoppable. They can also measure themselves in a different light by changing their attitude about themselves and about their environment. And they can also utilize techniques such as hypnotherapy to calm down, to relax, and to visually focus and prepare on what it is exactly that they're doing and why. So, if several or all of these variables are present, it's obviously possible to excel in the short term without the best of foods. But just imagine what could be if every great athlete combined his or her super skill and passion for success with optimum nutrition. This I can say truly without a doubt by meeting and consulting with many retired professional and elite athletes. I have discovered that a great many of them are plagued with chronic inflammation, joint problems, mental and emotional disorders, body composition challenges, and immune system impairment. I believe that many of these conditions are a consequence of inadequate nutrition. They ignored the discipline of nutrition when they were young, and because they pushed themselves to the absolute limit, often with pharmaceutical support, they literally wasted themselves in the process and aged accordingly. My experience as a master's athlete has also confirmed this. Most master's athletes, 40 and over, that I have met in competition throughout the world are plagued by the effects of injuries, past knee surgeries, heart disease, varicose veins, back problems, fatigue, and excess body fat. Yet they continue to compete because they love their sport and they can't live without the thought of competing and being involved in their favorite portion of life. Well, that's it for this segment of Sports Nutrition Update. Thanks for listening, and remember, motivation is a function of incentive born out of necessity and desire. It is fueled by enthusiasm, driven by passion, governed by positive emotion, compelled by logic, and sustained by clarity of vision.